KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. I want to introduce you to Genevieve Wood of the Heritage Foundation. Genevieve, thank you so much for taking time to come on with us today.
Steve, it's great to be with you and look forward to engaging with you and your audience.
Now, for those unfamiliar with Heritage Foundation, you know, your 30-second elevator pitch for those not familiar.
Well, we're an organization based in D.C., but we like to say we are not of D.C. We are not of Washington. We've been around since 1973, and we're an organization of about 100-plus policy experts, and then another 150 who take that expert work and take it to Capitol Hill and other lawmakers around the country, trying to educate them on what's going to be best for building an America that is strong on families, that is strong on protecting our country, that's strong on sovereignty, and an economic system that's good for the family as well. So we've been doing that since 1973. This is our 50th anniversary. And if you're looking up any issue out there, whether it's about the economy, whether it's about what's happening on abortion, whether it's about what's happening in foreign policy or a Chinese spy balloon, you can go to heritage.org and see the latest research on that and thinking on that, and in ways that are easy to understand. These aren't all written for scholars and the like. They're written for the average American to be able to know what's happening in their government and do something about it if they would like.
All right. And Genevieve, your credentials.
Well, I've been in Heritage now 15 plus years, but my background, I'm originally from Texas. I graduated from the College of Charleston in South Carolina. And then I spent a few years in the media. I worked at NBC News in New York for about 2.5 years. Then came back to D.C. trying to take what I had learned in the political and public policy, or I should say public relations sphere, and apply it to organizations and causes that I really felt were worth promoting. And since then, I've worked for groups such as the Leadership Institute and the Family Research Council. I worked for the RNC, the Republican National Committee, for a bit. I've worked for a lot of different organizations as a consultant, Susan B. Anthony list, among others. But now I have found my home at the Heritage Foundation, where I work full time.
Well, we look forward to having you on, God willing, on a weekly basis to inform our listeners about things happening in culture and politics and in general, that they can really be educated, make decisions, maybe more easily add content to their prayer list. Let's jump right in with some of the things recently in the news. Actually, you and I communicating a little bit prior to coming on the air, a story I was not familiar with regarding Airbnb.
Yeah, this is, I'm sure a lot of your listeners even know what Airbnb is. Many of them actually have used it. But this is a situation where you see, you know, there are folks in the country who want people to believe just like they believe. And if you don't, then they want you banned, right? For whether it's from Twitter or from Facebook or any kind of social space. And this is a case where Airbnb banned a couple simply because that couple was connected to someone, happened to be their daughter, who's a producer, a TV video producer, and she's a very conservative producer. And Airbnb put her in the hate category. Now, they claimed that they got that from some list. They never named the different what group she was a part of that they designated as hate. But because she was on a hate group and her parents were connected to her, they were not allowed to therefore be a part of Airbnb anymore. All their rentals were canceled and the like. And they've since reversed that decision once it kind of came to light and apologized and said it was all a mistake. But it's an example of where when folks who really don't want the First Amendment anymore, they want, like I said, if you don't agree with their views on, you know, what marriage is or what biology, gender is, if you just, you know, if you don't agree with their view on just about anything, but specifically those issues, they want you taken down from the public space. And they're increasingly trying to use businesses, corporations like Airbnb in this particular case to do that.
Now, whether it's Airbnb or other industry groups that are doing this, is there that you know of a public place online that our listeners can go to be, well, actually, we talked about it at the beginning, heritage.org covers these stories. You know, whether it's this Airbnb story or similar, you know, stories with businesses that are basically, you know, pushing against, it seems, the First Amendment.
So, well, as a matter of fact, in addition to heritage.org, we have a new site called The Daily Signal. That you can find stories there at dailysignal.com. And a colleague of mine, Kate Trinko, just did a piece on this this past week, looking at a new report on various what we call woke corporations who really have policies that if you, you know, we're talking about things like CVS, we're talking about the United or, Alaska Airlines. And in some cases, it's places where if you're an employee of that company, let's say that you're working, one of them was Kroger.
Right. I remember the story. Yeah.
Yeah. And you had an employee, you know, who didn't want to wear during, you know, gay week or gay pride week, didn't want to wear the rainbow on his apron. And, you know, it's not just Kroger that does that. There's plenty of companies, Starbucks and others that do. But they wanted to fire this person and did originally because he didn't want to wear that on his apron because he said it violated his personal religious beliefs. But like I said, whether it's CVS, whether it's Alaska Airlines, whether it's Kroger, there's a lot of companies that increasingly it's not about just buying their products. You know, it's not just about you being a customer or consumer. If you don't, you know, tote the line as an employee. But in this particular case with Airbnb as a customer, they want to take you out. So there's a new group out there called 1792 Exchange, and you can find them at 1792exchange.com. And their whole purpose, they state on their website, is safeguarding free exercise, free speech, and free enterprise. And they're really out there to show what's happening in the cultural space and the corporate space of trying to limit people's First Amendment rights. And increasingly, I mean, the reality is, Steve, you don't have most folks trying to limit people who are on the left. This has really been a push to limit people who are more conservative in their speech, faith, people of religious faith in their speech. That's where you're seeing the most persecution right now.
All right. Well, this is great information. Those sites are helpful to our listeners. Let's move on to our next look. And I used to watch award shows. Well, actually, the only one I watch regularly, annually now, is the Kennedy Center Honors. And even that, I see through agendas, but it's just one I still enjoy watching. But I've discontinued. I don't watch the Oscars. I don't watch the Grammys. I don't watch the Emmys. And the Grammys, they made headlines this week.
Yeah, they did. And I'm with you, Steve. I don't watch all of, and it's not just because I'm always offended by something they're going to say or do. I mean, that, you know, that just goes with life.
Yeah.
But it's half the time it's because I so many of these movies and things, I haven't seen them because they themselves just don't appeal to me. So, and, you know, we've seen the audience ratings dropping for all these shows. And there's a lot of reasons. Some of it's people are really offended. Others, it's we got Netflix, a lot of other things now that people just don't. You know, Hollywood doesn't own the world the way that it used to. But the Grammys this past week, and I, you know, look, there's always some show that's like overtly sexual or, you know, some act that just really, you know, they're always trying to push the line.
Shock. Yeah.
And you had that this week. But the one that got a lot of attention, there was one of the singers did a case and he's dressed up like, you know, the devil and Satan. And they're celebrating it. And it's not just him, the dancers on the stage and so forth. But what I found, you know, I hate to say that's kind of you're used to that now. What I found the most shocking was, number one, the president's wife, Jill Biden, she was at the Grammys. She gave an award out. So she was kind of, you know, didn't have a problem, I guess, with this particular performance. But CBS, who was airing the Grammys, put out a tweet prior to this particular performance saying, "We are ready to worship."
Yeah.
Okay, that is like, well, that's satanic in and of itself. But I mean, that the fact that a major network in this country is promoting not just the performance and trying to get people to watch, but the kind of language they're using in that case is really troubling. And you juxtapose that with, again, how so much in this particular space, if that were a Christian band performer, first of all, they'd never be in the Grammys. They wouldn't go that way. So it just, it was really disturbing to see such a mainstream, or what we think of as a mainstream American institution, like a major television network, promoting and saying something like that.
Yeah. And, well, you know, educated Christians know the word worship, is to ascribe worth to. So clearly, CBS, thought, that, this segment was very worthwhile. So, something to consider. And, again, I'm assuming, both of the things we've brought up, so far, the story on Airbnb and the performance at the Grammys, there's probably information our listeners would find at heritage.org.
Well, those two particular stories, we had on the Daily Signal.
Okay.
So I would encourage people to check out dailysignal.com. And that's, you know, the Daily Signal is a daily, as it says, daily.
Yeah.
News site, and it also provides culture and commentary as well, but it's news from a conservative perspective, where it's produced by the Heritage Foundation or owned by the Heritage Foundation. But we try to give, you know, two and sometimes three sides. Not every story just has two sides. Sometimes there's three or four, and we always try to give both sides and give people the opportunity to make up their own minds.
Now, in about a minute, can we cover any of what we may have missed? I actually didn't see the State of the Union address.
Wow, Steve, you don't watch the Grammys or the State of the Union.
I actually usually do. I won't give you my excuse. I missed it.
Well, listen, I mean, you know, it was a typical speech in the sense that it was a laundry list of, you know, here's all the great things that we're going to do. They're going to be free, but they aren't.
Yeah.
So that, you know, I think the biggest concern with me with this particular State of the Union was a real just not living in reality. I mean, the president said a few things that just were flat out not true. And the question is always like, well, did he know that? Or did he just read what was in the speech? But, you know, just the things about inflation and the like. I mean, the reality is the average American family is $7,000 poorer now, even though they may have gotten a raise. But because wages have not kept up with the cost of inflation, and even though inflation has kind of stopped going up at this point, it's settled in, things are still far more expensive than they were a year and 2 years ago. And so even though wages may have gone up, because of pricing and the cost of housing and mortgages, the average family is about $7,000 poorer. And most people feel that. So regardless of what President Biden said the other night about the economy being strong and so forth, there's a reason that 70% of people in a poll, and this was an NBC News poll, said we think the country's on the wrong track. And that's not just conservatives, because 70% of the country's not conservative. That's a problem, because people, they can hear one thing, but they can feel and see something else. So I think that was one of the big things. And then there were concerns about, you know, the president really did make a stake about going after states and trying to codify abortion as the law of the land. Because of the overturning of Roe. So I think that we're going to see an uptick in that debate. But overall, it's just the, you know, his comments on the border and illegal crossings there. Again, the numbers just didn't, what he stated just didn't add up with what's actually happening. So that's troubling.
Yeah. Well, we've been visiting with Genevieve Wood from the Heritage Foundation. Look forward to doing that again next week. Genevieve, thank you so much for keeping our listeners informed.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, and that's going to do it for this week's Friday ABQ Connect. Have a great weekend. Let me leave you with this. Go Birds!
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.